Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode is brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan on doing any online shopping first, go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon to start your shopping experience today. Don't forget to vote for us for the best podcast in culture and arts. Go to otrwesterns.com/award. Again, otrwesterns.com/award. And click the little radio button down in culture and arts next to Old Time Radio Westerns. And thanks for voting. Today's episode is going to be The Cisco Kid. Original air date is January 18th, 1955, and the title is Voice of 44. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
Here's adventure! Here's romance! Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West!
Cisco! The sheriff! He is getting closer!
This way, Pancho! Vámonos!
The Cisco Kid! Cisco Kid in our exciting story, Voice of the 44. In the Old West, the voice of the 44 was the voice of the law and the voice of the outlaw. Sheriffs and marshals used the 44 to enforce their arrests. Desperados used it in the process of robbing and killing. No complete history of the Old West can be written without prominent mention of the 44. As our story opens, Red Toomey, Mal Hall, and their band of outlaws are riding towards the frontier town of Mesquite. Red Toomey, the leader, is in a savage mood.
Just one wrong look from any hombre in this town and he's a dead man.
Think they'll let us stay in Mesquite, Red?
You're blasted right. I think they'll let us stay. Stay as long as we want to. Maybe before we move on, we'll knock over the bank. Anybody know if Mike Werfel's still in Mesquite?
Yeah, he is. He's blacksmithing there. Tell me he gave up safe-cracking some time ago.
We need him, we'll use him, Mal.
I guess that'd be all right with him. From what I hear, he's getting sick of blacksmithing.
Don't make no difference whether it's all right with him or not. I'm taking over the town, and we'll start by taking over the hotel. Look to your guns, boys. We may need to use them.
Is the town in Mesquite, Cisco?
Si. Not a very large town, Pancho.
Nah, not very large.
A store, a small hotel, a bank. That's about all there is to it.
We stay in Mesquite, Cisco?
Just long enough for the blacksmith to fix this shoe on Diablo. Uh-huh. Then we ride on to the west.
Pancho, not see no blacksmith shop.
Well, there must be one here somewhere. Oh, there's the town marshal, Pancho.
Where?
Asleep in his chair in front of the jail.
He not look like a good marshal, Cisco.
Well, he is old, but perhaps he's a fine marshal for all of that. Ho, devil, ho!
Ho, look, ho, look, ho, ho.
Senor Marshal!
Who calls me? Get him up!
Wake up, Senor Marshal. Be careful with that gun. You might hurt somebody.
Oh, I guess I was asleep. What do you want, stranger?
Is there a blacksmith in this town?
Why, yeah, sure. It's Mike Werfel. The shop's just the other side of the hotel there. Say, ain't I seen you somewhere before, stranger?
Most people see Cisco before, Senor Marshal.
Cisco?
Uh-huh.
The Cisco Kid?
Si, senor.
Well, by Judas, yeah. Yes, I saw you once over the Roundup Bluffs. And I never saw nothing like that exhibition of handgun shooting you was doing, Cisco.
Well, gracias, Senor Marshal. Well, let us go on to the shop, Pancho.
Si, Cisco.
Come on, Diablo.
Come on, Lobo. Go on into the shop.
Well, I'm mighty glad to have you and your partner in town, Cisco.
Gracias.
Gracias.
Oh, see, there's the shop, Pancho. It was hidden by the hotel.
Yeah, look, Cisco. Hombres lie down in the middle of the street.
Si, Pancho.
Who those hombres?
I have no idea, Chico.
Oh, tough hombre, Cisco. In fact, I never seen no tougher hombre.
Si, hold out, hold.
Oh, look, a tough hombre.
I would like my horse shots on your blacksmith. He has cast a shoe.
Blacksmith, a tough hombre too, Cisco.
All right, lead him into the shop. I'll get around to it later on.
Can you not shoe him right now?
No, I can't shoe him right now. And if you talk any more about it, I won't shoe him at all, see?
Oh, tough talk, too.
I would like the job done right now, Senor Blacksmith.
Look, you, I... all right, take him in.
Come on, Diablo.
Just go look at the hombres. They ain't that tough no more.
Oh, Diablo, who?
Say, Cisco.
Si, Senor Marshal.
I wonder if you'd help me out a little. You see, Red Toomey and his crowd just rode into town and...
Who is Red Toomey?
Well, he's wanted on suspicion of a killing over the east, and I got arrested.
Here come the troubles, no?
What do you want me to do, Sayer Marshal?
Help me arrest Red.
You're asking for hot lead, Marshal, when you tangle with Red Toomey. And these hombres don't look like they could be any help to you.
You're not North Cisco, hombre.
No, but I know Red.
Si, we will help you, Sayer Marshal. What is this bandito?
Him and his gang just went into the hotel.
Well, guess I'll go see the fun.
Look, I would like to have my horse shot when I get back here. And I expect to be back very shortly. You understand?
Yeah, all right.
Let us go, Marshal.
Come on, boys. We'll take over this here hotel. You the owner of this hotel?
Yeah, that's right.
My boys and I want the best rooms you got.
We want them pronto, too.
Well, hotel's most full up. I just got one small room left.
Turn somebody out.
Oh, I can't do that, mister.
Oh, you can't, huh? We'll see about that.
Go on, hit him again, Randy.
Take it easy, mister.
Are we getting the best rooms here?
Oh, yeah. I'll fix it.
Hey, Red, here comes Marshal.
Why, that darn old squirt. What do you want, Marshal?
You want it back east, Red, and I'm arresting you.
You what? You're taking me in?
That is what he said, hombre, and that is what he meant. Keep your hands away from your guns.
Red, that's a Cisco kid. You keep talking, I'll edge around and get him from this side.
Cisco kid, huh? What if I don't go with you?
I'm running out of patience, hombre. Start for the door at once.
Look out, Cisco! He's on the
straight! By thunder, that's some shooting, Cisco.
Right now, hombre. Senor Marshal, take his guns as he walks past you.
Yeah, I got him, Cisco.
I think you'll have no more trouble with him. Come, Pancho. Let's go back and see if Diablo is shot.
Come on, Mel. Let's storm that jail and get Red out.
Yeah, all right.
Hey, wait a minute. Shut up. That Cisco kid's still around here. I ain't hankering to tangle with him again. I get a better idea. As soon as he leaves the blacksmith shop, we'll go over and talk with Mike Werfel.
Him and his partner are just riding away now.
All right, then. Come on. There's times when you gotta use brains instead of force. This here's one of them.
Hey, Worf!
Come here. I guess you know me, Werfel. I'm Mal Hall.
Yeah, I know you.
Red's in jail here.
Yeah, saw the marshal taking him over.
We want to get him out, Werfel.
Well, go ahead. What's stopping you?
You got a saw that'll cut through metal, ain't you?
What are you getting at, Hall?
You go get that saw and strap it around your body inside your clothes. And go throw a brick through the marshal's window.
Say, now,
and when
look...
he throws you in jail, saw your way out and be sure Red's with you. All right, get going, Werfel.
Oh, Diablo,
look. Why be horses go? Pancho, think we're on our way out of the town.
Well, we may change our minds and stay for a time, Pancho.
What for, Cisco?
I just saw something very strange down there.
What?
That blacksmith threw something through the window of the marshal's office.
Break the window?
Si.
Ooh.
And the marshal came out and took him into the jail, and he made no resistance of any kind. Pancho, we are going back there. Come on, Diablo.
Logo. Go back there, Logo. Where are all those other hombres, Cisco?
They are not far away, you can be sure of that. Maybe they are planning a jailbreak, Chico. And if they are, the marshal will need some help. Oh, Diablo.
Oh, look, look. Here comes the marshal out from the office, you see.
Si, Pancho.
He come back, senor marshal.
Yeah, so I see. Yeah. Well, I just arrested another rascal, boys. Mike Werfel. Yeah, look at that busted window. I can't imagine what got into Werfel.
You look as if you were leaving for the day, Sir Marshal.
Yes, I am, Cisco. Day's most ended, and I generally go home to my ranch about this time. My deputy will be here to take over in about an hour. I left a note for him.
Of course it is none of my business, but if I were you, I would wait for the deputy. Also, I would put on one or two more deputies.
Well, three, maybe four, no?
I don't need them, boys. I live a couple of miles out of town.
Just where do you live?
Well, you see, you go straight south, Cisco. Follow the road, and it's the first place you come to out of town. Why don't you and Pancho come out with me now?
Gracias, but no. I think Pancho and I will wait around here for a while.
Well, just as you please. I've got to go now. Sure am much obliged to you both. Good night.
Buenas noches.
Buenas noches.
Get up there, boy. Get up.
If the marshal not stay, why we stay, Cisco?
Because that is a bad gang, Pancho. And there are people in this town who might get hurt if someone does not stay. Come, let us go across the street and sit down under those trees. We can keep watch from there. Come on, Diablo.
Come on, Lobo. Nobody else around here, Cisco.
Do not fool yourself, amigo. I have already seen three of those hombres who think they are hidden from view. Before this evening is over, Pancho, there is going to be plenty of trouble.
Come on, Werfel. Saw through that bar.
I'm almost through this one.
First thing I'm going to do is go to the marshal's office and get my guns. Then I'll come back and climb out that side window across from the cell.
Why not walk right out front?
You heard that Cisco kid and the marshal talking, didn't you? Cisco's aiming to hang around here.
You're a better man than he is, Reg.
Sure, but I ain't taking chances. I want to get out with a gang covering my getaway. I'm going to ride out to the marshal's ranch house and gun him down for taking me in.
Then what?
Then I'm coming back and go after that Cisco kid. If my boys ain't picked him off for them, as they probably will, hustle up with that saw and Werfel. I'm running out of patience.
It's almost dark now, Cisco.
Si.
Those hombres still around here?
Si.
Hey, Pancho, wait.
Stand up here.
Wait.
Look, across the street.
Uh-huh.
Someone is coming out that side window.
He's the one they call Red.
Si. Madre mía, we cannot let him escape. You stay here, Pancho. I'll go over there.
And Pancho, go too, Cisco.
The minute we start, those hombres will fire on us. You have some protection here among the trees.
And Pancho, go too, Cisco.
Oh, very well, come on.
Open up on them, boys!
Santo. Bullets come close to Pancho. Bullets come close to Pancho.
Pancho! Ah, you coyotes! If you have killed Pancho, you will answer to me!
And in the hail of bullets, Cisco stops to attend to the faithful Pancho. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid. Back to the Cisco Kid in our exciting story, Voice of the 44. When Cisco and Pancho stopped to have Diablo shod in the little frontier town of Mesquite, the old marshal rushed over and asked Cisco's help in arresting Red Toomey, outlaw leader. Cisco obliged. Then, to his astonishment, the marshal left for his ranch, leaving the jail unguarded. Cisco, thinking of the unprotected townspeople, decided to stay. With the blacksmith's help, Red Toomey broke out of jail. As Cisco and Pancho started across the street after him, they were met by a hail of bullets from Red's outlaws, and Pancho went down. Now...
That's your stuff, boys. You got the fat one, now get Cisco.
Pancho. Pancho. Come close, will you, you wombies? I will give you something to die for. Must get Pancho undercover in the marshal's office.
And get him, boys! Get him!
Bartolomeo, they're coming far too close for comfort. There. At least we got undercover.
Hey, couple of you boys, rush that office.
Pancho.
Pancho. Cisco. Pancho, the head hurt.
Show me where it hurts, amigo. Take my hand and put it on your head.
Si, Cisco. There.
Bueno, right bueno, chico. Bullet just grazed you. It's only a scratch.
Pancho, not dead, Cisco?
You are far from dead, Pancho. You're only stunned.
I'll be back later, boys.
Where are you going, Red?
Out to pay a little call on the marshal. Eat it.
Santos. Bandito will kill the marshal unless we can stop him.
We go, Cisco. Pancho feel better now.
Those hombres have this place surrounded. Just a minute, we go out that door.
Keep your guns ready, boy.
Pancho, that side window the bandito climbed out of. Perhaps if I climb out there and get my hands on some of those banditos. You wait here. I will go and see.
He may make a break for it. But keep your eyes open.
That hombre is right under the window. What is this? The blacksmith. Are you hurt?
Guess not. That coyote Red Toomey gun whipped me. After I cut a way out of here for him.
That is what you get for going along with such mavericks.
Well, they made me.
Well, I cannot help you now. I have work to do. I'm going out this window.
What's that doorway, boys?
Yeah, we're watching it, pal.
You are watching the wrong place, homie.
Hey, Cisco,
get up on your feet quickly.
Hey, don't fire, Cisco. Help my ribs.
Tell those banditos of yours to walk out where I can see them all.
Well, I...
Unless you want me to pull this trigger.
No, easy. Come around this way, boys. All of you.
What's the idea?
Go on, do as I say.
All right.
Come on, Andrew. Can't see much of anything in them shadows.
Get your hands up, all of you. I can see every one of you in the light of that moon. I have you all covered. Stand where you are. Pancho!
Here, Cisco.
Take the guns from those hombres.
Here, Cisco.
Do not get between me and them.
Pancho, go behind them, Cisco.
You, the blacksmith, inside the jail.
Yeah.
Get the marshal's keys from his office. Then open the doors of two of the cells.
I sure will, with pleasure, Cisco. A double-crossing pack rat of a Red Toomey.
Pancho, get all the guns, Cisco.
Bueno, Pancho. All right, into the jail, all of you. Walk ahead of us. Hurry! I have no time to waste with coyotes like you.
I'll have the cell door open in just a second, Cisco.
All right. Now, you. And you. You, into that cell. Go on. In there. All right, lock that door, blacksmith. The rest of you, into that other cell. Get in there, go on. There, now, give me those keys.
Here you are.
Pancho, take them and open the next cell door.
Here, Cisco.
All right, now. In you go.
Well, what do you mean, in I go? I've been helping you, and
see,
I go.
I understand that. The marshal put you in this jail. You will stay here until he lets you go.
Well, by thunder.
Come, Pancho. We'll ride at top speed to the marshal's rancho. I hope we'll be in time.
Now we'll see what's what. Howdy, Marshal. Howdy, Marshal. Howdy, Marshal.
Red Toomey, by thunder.
Don't reach for that gun.
What are you doing here?
You'll find out plenty soon.
How'd you get out of jail?
Why, your friend, Cisco Kid, let me out.
What? I don't believe it.
Don't make no difference to me what you believe and what you don't believe, you old buzzard. You own this ranch?
Yes, I do. Well, what about it?
Got any relatives?
No.
All right. Where do you keep your writing paper and your pen and ink?
You'll find some up on that shelf.
Well, get up and get it. Put it on the table. And sit down there again.
Now listen here, Red.
Get up and do as I say. Come on, I ain't got all night. Now sit down. Make this ranch of yours over to me.
No, Ed.
You don't put much value on your life then, do you, Marshal?
That ain't the point.
Sit down at that table.
No, you're aiming to kill me anyway, so you ain't gonna get my ranch.
I'll give you till I count three to change your mind. One.
I won't change my mind.
Two.
Hear them horses coming this way, Red?
Them some of my boys.
It might not be, and if you fire, you might be hell for murder. You might be...
Hey, by God, I can't. I'll break your wrist. Lay off. Lay off. Let it out.
Oh.
You. Come on, Pancho. You sure won't find me in here.
Senor Marshal, are you?
We are too late, Pancho.
Pancho, look at the Marshal, Cisco.
Pancho, you stay here. Do what you can for the Marshal. I'll go after that bandito.
Pancho, stay, Cisco.
Say. Easy, Diablo. Hump your ha, get ya! If I can just get my hands on that bandito. Diablo, ha! He's a fast horse, Diablo. But you are faster. Yeah, Diablo, yeah! We are gaining on him, Diablo. We are gaining fast. So he stopped his horse and leaped to the ground, eh? Hold on, ho, ho! Sure! Want to fight it out, bandito, eh?
That's right, Cisco. With guns, there's light enough to see.
There is not quite enough light for me to see, Coyote. I'm coming closer.
Stand back, Cisco. I'm warning you. I'm faster with a 44 than you are.
I can see you better now, you killer. You may draw any time you wish. Well, I'm ready. What are you waiting for?
Hey, I ain't waiting.
That gun out of my hand, will you? I'll kill you with my hands.
If you talk a deadly fight, Bandito.
I'll think you are half as deadly as you sound. I'll get you yet.
You will pardon me if I doubt that. Since I do doubt it, suppose we end this fight right now. Now, Bandito, to tie you up, take you to jail after we stop by and see how the marshal is getting along.
Thunder, Pancho, I tell you, I'm all right. There ain't no reason why I shouldn't go out there and give Cisco a hand with that red to me.
Not you worry about Cisco. Cisco get that red hombre. Not walk up and dance in your muscles. You get tired out.
Confound it, Pancho. I'm a man of action. It ain't fitting for me not to be out there doing my duty.
Pancho thinks in your muscles better sit down. And Bandito gives you the big hit. You're not so strong as you think.
Well, maybe you're right, Pancho. I guess as long as you won't let me leave, I might as well sit now. Let me pull up this chair.
Ain't that more better, Senor Marshal? You sit on a chair and Pancho tells you a story.
You tell me a story? Why, look here, Pancho. I got more stories I could tell than a hound dog gut flea. Why, when I was a young fellow, there wasn't a faster man with a gun from St. Joe to the Rio Grande.
Pancho, bet you're not so fast with a gun like Cisco.
Nah, I don't know about that, Pancho. Cisco's mighty fast, but I remember the time.
And Pancho remember the time, too, when Cisco fight 15, 20 hombres all at once. Cisco shoot, bang, bang, bang. And Cisco punch with his fist, whoop, whoop, whoop. And Cisco pick up the hombres and bang their heads together, bang, bang, bang.
He did all that, Pancho?
Yes, Cisco do all this. 15, 20 hombres, maybe 30. Biggest fight Pancho ever seen.
Well, wasn't Cisco injured none?
Nah, Cisco not get hurt. Ooh. After the big fight, Pancho tired from watching that Pancho got to lay down. But Cisco not tired at all.
Yeah, well, sure must be quite a man, I think.
Cisco the best. Cisco the greatest. Cisco, the great one,
all right. Just about like the time when I was caught in a blind canyon. I had to fight my way out.
You had to fight your way out.
Yeah.
Oh, Cisco do that many times. One time, Pancho, remember, Cisco,
nothing I like better than a good fright, yes, sir.
Pancho, you all right?
Well, Pancho must be dreaming. You, Senor Marshal? Well, the Marshal is getting a well-earned rest. I guess I'll just let him sleep and take that red Tommy Bandito into jail myself. Pancho.
Oh, Señor Maggi, a good man, no?
Oh, he was quite a man in his day, Pancho.
He a good gunfighter, Cisco?
Si, he was a good gunfighter. But even more, he was a great boxer.
Boxer? Like this, with the fist?
Si. Why, do you know at one time he came very close to being a champion, Pancho?
That's nothing, Cisco. One time, Pancho fought the champion.
You fought the champion?
Mm-hmm. Pancho fight the champion.
With your fist?
Si, Cisco, with the fist.
Well, I never knew that before, Pancho.
Si, Cisco. Pancho got the champion very worried, too.
You had the champion very worried?
Si, in the third round.
Well, how did you have him worried, Chico?
He hit Pancho so hard, he worried he'd kill me.
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, Cisco.
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of The Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.
Back. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Want to send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Don't forget to check out the show notes site now, formatted for mobile devices, OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. We're also on Facebook, facebook.com/OTRWesterns, and we can't forget Twitter, @OTRWesterns. Don't forget to rate this podcast. Just search iTunes for OTR Westerns. You'll find all of our shows within one nice feed, and subscribe to each one independently and leave feedback. That helps me out, lets me know what you guys think, and lets others find the podcast a lot easier. This podcast is copyright 2012 under the attribution non-commercial share alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. That's it. Have a great day. Again, thanks for listening. And I hope you enjoyed.